I would like to share with you some personal thoughts on spiritual detachment. Examining your attachments to the material world might seem at first a throwback to monastic discipline that has no role in your present life, but it is a valuable practice for changing your life as well as for healing illness. Any serious redirection or healing requires that you define what holds power over you and what you attempt to control or have power over. You locate the fragments of your spirit that you have left in your past with power objects, which can be anything from expensive property to social status, to money or any material goods that symbolize authority for you, or powerful people, and disentangle, detach, and collect them. This is, in fact, what you also do in therapy. Examine where you are entrenched in relationships or memories. Even if you are not ill or in therapy, if you want to become a conscious human being whose spirit, mind and body are integrated and whose actions are congruent with your values, you must examine all your relationships to power. The great Saint Teresa of Avila once instructed her nuns too to develop a heightened awareness to any and all sources of emotional stress, attachments and power struggles that manifest themselves in their world. She said, "No monastic wall, no matter how high and thick, can prevent competition or jealousy. But as the sisters gained awareness of the causes of their struggles, they worked with prayer and contemplation to detach from them, just as you will do." Profoundly insightful and therapeutic as her methods are, Teresa of Avila would not have called this inner work healing, but we would, and we do, which is a difference worth noting. Healing is a major theme in contemporary spiritual culture. We have woven spiritual practices into the health industry, and the result is that our spiritual path and our healing path often become one and the same. The map of the seven mansions she talks about in Entering Your Castle is rooted in prayer, not in healing. And Teresa assumed that each person entering the journey into the castle of their soul was not yet aware or not yet awakened, but considered his or her soul full of grace. To Teresa, the only soul without grace was the soul of a person who did not pray or who consciously committed sin. It baffled Teresa that a person could forgo the pleasure of prayer, of being with God. Of all the many mysteries in the universe, that for her was the unsolvable one. Teresa believed, as do many spiritual masters, that attachments are distractions from the soul's ultimate calling to become an intimate companion of God. Your attachments buffer you from the presence of God in your life. They substitute for contact with the divine, an object or situation that captures the power of your soul, dilutes your capacity to pray with full attention. Buddhist teachings parallel this position perfectly. Distractions lead a soul away from the present moment, from the here and now, which is the only reality that should concern you. All the rest is illusion. As the Buddha taught, the cause of suffering is attachment. The end of attachment will mean the end of suffering. Spiritual detachment is the means by which you withdraw from the distractions of power so that you can experience the authentic power of God that is pure love. You may not know what it means to be loved by God. If the only experience of love you have had is that of loving another person, then how could you possibly comprehend what it means to be fully embraced by God? You discover that you are loved fully by God through experiences of complete dependency upon this invisible force of divinity, this truly unknowable source of grace and benevolence that enters most profoundly into your life during your most vulnerable moments. For the great Teresa of Avila, attachments to earthly power of any kind, which manifest as jealousy, haunting memories, or sexual passions, indicate that your soul has not yet grasped certain truths about its nature and purpose. These attachments often stem from fears of abandonment, isolation, loneliness, starvation, and poverty. Such attachments cause suffering, regardless of whether you live in the world or in a monastery like me. Detachment is a spiritual necessity because you cannot serve two realities simultaneously. You cannot be honest and dishonest at the same time. You cannot be married and single at the same time. You cannot forgive and remain bitter. You cannot truly let go, yet continue to hold on. And you cannot acknowledge the higher reality of a spiritual life and divine guidance, yet do things or hold beliefs that defy your spiritual principles. Herein lies the cosmic battleground for the soul on matters of attachment. At the end of the day, what power is more seductive to you? Earth's or God's? No one answers that question just once. You are confronted with it many times. And every time you close your eyes and ask for guidance, you know deep in your soul that the answer will always necessitate that you make a choice between faith in the unseen domain of God and the material world. Because of this reluctance to trust, people spend their entire lives standing on the drawbridge to their souls, knowing that they are being divinely called, feeling a yearning to know God. Yet they cannot bring themselves to cross the bridge to their soul because they fear what might become of their attachments. They ask themselves, What if God wants my money? What if God takes my house? What if this business of soul exploration results in my ending up alone, like a nun in a monastery? Your attachments are the moats around your castle that prevent you from entering your castle. You cannot imagine yourself free of them in concept. You think they keep you on the earth. Who, you ask, would you be without them? Attachments to your worldly goods and to the traumas and pains of your past are without a doubt the greatest impediments to a spiritual life. This is what Jesus meant when he said that it is easier for a rich man to pass through the eye of a needle than to enter the kingdom of heaven. You need to protect your physical life and power base in the material world continually. Competes with your trust in God. Do you really think that if God wanted your money or house, you could prevent him from declaring eminent domain? Remember, detachment does not mean giving up your earthly belongings as the mystics did when they entered their monasteries, like I did when I entered the monastery in 1966. Detachment means that you withdraw the authority that social status or money or an emotional wound has over you. The object or status becomes unessential as you come to know the true authority of your soul and God. It is then that you realize that these are mere substitutes for power and ways of protecting yourself from in the world. Detachment releases you from the need to protect yourself by clinging to objects that substitute for faith in God. You do not need to give them up, but you do need to see clearly why you cling to each of them with such passion. And here, my dear friends, are thoughts shared from my heart, very much underpinned by the beautiful writings and sacred teachings of Saint Teresa of Avila, who gave us a blueprint for all faiths and none, not just for Christians, on how we enter the castle, an inner path to God and your soul. And in part two, we shall look at a moment of contemplation, guidance for detachment. But for now, be still in the presence of all that is. Come back to your heart, your teacher, the gateway to your soul, the gateway to your God.